This is CliffCentral.com.
Property, I'm trying to invest. Money in by the neighborhood, that's how you rinse it. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling, Dumbo.
It's time to buy back the block. Buy back the block. It's time to buy back the block. Buy back the block. Buy back the hood. I'm about to buy back the hood. Buy back the hood.
You know, when you hear Rick Ross, that is, it is time for Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalala. How are you guys doing? It is another Wednesday. Spring has finally sprung. I am so excited to be chatting to you guys. And it's a spring show as well. It's a proper, proper spring show today. We're going to talk colors. We're going to talk your house. We're going to talk about all the things that you need to know about getting the right set of paint for your house. But before that, I want to let you know, if you missed last week's podcast, you can go to cliffcentral.com. And go to Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala, and you will be able to listen to us. We are live right now on cliffcentral.com. And if you're in a meeting right now and you're thinking, oh, damn, I'm going to miss this, don't worry. If you're on Apple iTunes, by the way, the iPhone X and the iPhone 8 were relaunched yesterday. So I'm quite excited to see what it's going to do. So if you are on Apple Music, you can get this podcast within the next 24 hours and download it. In the studio today, it's so exciting. So we're talking spring has sprung. We're talking colors of the house. We have the ladies from Dulux. Okay, I'm very excited about this. It's a show I've been wanting to have for a while. I have, sorry guys, by the way, I have a little bout of the flu. So if I sound a little bit raspy, yes, it's because of that. You know, it's like the change of season.
Yeah.
So that's why. So if you guys are listening to me thinking how this reminds you of a show that I used to do on Sexy Fridays, it's not that kind of show. remember that Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala is sponsored by Rally Mampewule. Please go to rally-mampewule.co.za. for more information. So I have a color consultant with me, Palisa Ramaisa.
Yes.
Can I just say, how do you become a color consultant? And then I'll get to Kirby Asim, who is the communications manager at Dulux. How do you become a color consultant, Palisa?
So I actually studied interior design.
Okay.
And I have a background in architecture as well.
Okay.
So I think I've just always been the creative person, and I know how to put spaces together. So it automatically gives me a hand up in that field. And I think it just makes it easier if you understand spaces and if you understand what goes together as well. So I've just always been a creative person.
Yeah. And I would imagine, I would have thought, and by the way, you guys can go to our Facebook page. It's Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala to look at what the ladies look like. We will be posting pictures later today. I thought you would have been wearing all kinds of colors, and you're actually quite monotone.
I know. For a person that is a color consultant, I will say that I am a little color conscious and reserved in that department, but just in terms of like how I put outfits together, not in terms of spaces and
For there,
so I think in terms of what I wear, I'm very like monotone, very keep it clean and simple.
I'm the same, like as like a magazine editor, people always expect me to be with Anna Wintour and throwing my coat on people.
I
like
know,
the devil with Prada, and I'm like, no guys,
that's not how it is.
I'm wearing hunter boots, it is not that serious. Know what I mean? I'm quite excited though that this is quite fortuitous for me, because you do like announce their color of the year
yesterday.
So the girls are with a sister. And so I thought, Kirby, we could talk a little bit about the color of the year. And obviously, Palisa, what you will do is be able to unpack it for us in terms of how people can use it.
Yeah.
But why, obviously, is it the same as sort of my decision to have the show right now, launching it in September? Because it is a sense of renewal. It is spring. People are starting to think, oh, the winter blues is gone.
Yes.
You know, we're ready for something a little bit more exciting.
A little bit different
as
well.
Yes. So please tell us about pictured rocks. That's the color of the year for 2018.
So Dulux announced their color of the year for 2018 yesterday, and it's called Pictured Rocks, and it's a warm grown-up pink, as we describe it.
Yes.
But I think for the listeners out there who can't really look at the color, it is it's a pink with some brown undertones as well as gray undertones. So the reason why we say grown-up is because I think when people hear the word pink or the color pink, they think
there's a little three-year toddlers, girls.
Yes, and like, you know, girls in their ballet tutus. And this is not that. It's a warm tone. It gives you a lovely feeling of comfort and warmth. And I think that's what we were going for. So yes, definitely new season, new everything. You know, we have our flowers are blooming.
Yes.
And I think also September is the time where people get ready to renovate their houses for Christmas.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, and that's why I wanted to have the show, because I wanted to get people while they were still, the ideas were still percolating, and they were thinking, what should I do? Now, I know you guys have also called it Nordic Sales. Is there a reason why they're two names?
So essentially, the color in what we call our fan deck, so it's what the professionals use to tint the color. In the fan deck, it's called Pictured Rocks. But in the stand that the consumers will see in store, so at your builders likes of builders or, you know, that kind of thing, the stand, on that stand, it's called Nordic Sales.
I see.
So it's just to make sure the customers know where to find it and they know what they need to look for. And basically that's why we've got two names, but it's just to make it easier for our consumers out there who want to go and get our color.
Of course. And I know it's quite a rigorous process to get to the color.
Yes.
So I thought that maybe you could give us a little bit about the research of how long it takes to get to a particular color.
Yeah. So I think firstly I should say that the trends come from all around the world.
Yes.
So we have color consultants like Palesa that are stationed around the world in various markets, and they all come together with 11 expert trenders or trained researchers, and they look at various trends. So they look at social trends, they look at technology trends, they look at, you know, economic trends, what's going on in the world at the moment, and how can our color how can the color of the year complement what's going on.
Yes.
I think that's what they look at. So you mentioned time. So in about a month or so, Palesa flies off to Amsterdam to go and look at the following year's color.
Gosh.
So
can I fit in your bag? Can I go with
I'll
you?
I'll take you with you, don't
please.
Yeah. I was hoping it would be me. But
sorry,
but I'm not that person, unfortunately. So essentially that it takes a long time, and it's not like everyone just gets in a room and we, you know, okay, let's think what can our color be. We actually look at research.
Yeah.
So a lot of research, a lot of consumer research goes into it. So what are the consumers thinking at the moment? So whether it is surveys, online tools, etc. So we look at all these different research tools and how they come together when we look at the color of the year. But also what I want to say is that our color of the year, yes, might be Pictured Rocks, but we have these beautiful palettes that complement it. And I think our trends speak to that. So it's not just one color.
Yeah.
It is, I think, four palettes that we look at.
Each palette has Pictured Rocks in it. But then it's also complemented by different tones in each palette. Mm-hmm. So there's,
and throughout the show, you'll be able to sort of give people tips on where to or how to use the other palettes, right?
Yes.
So don't worry, we've got an hour, people. You can just relax. So I wanted to talk a little bit, and I hope I'm not pronouncing this incorrectly.
No problem.
Kirby, ExoNobel.
Yes, so it's ExoNobel.
ExoNobel.
Yeah.
So. Yes. So I thought you could give us a little bit more about ExoNobel, because there are, it's part of the process of coming, looking at the trends of what colors you should pick.
Yes. Yeah. So, and essentially, ExoNobel is the Dulux parent company.
Okay.
ExoNobel is one of the leading paints and coatings companies in the world.
Okay.
We're in 80 countries in the world, and we employ around 46,000 people worldwide. So it's a huge company.
And that's the one in Amsterdam.
So our head offices are in Amsterdam, and essentially that's where it all starts. So we have what we call our Global Aesthetic Center, which sits in Amsterdam, okay. And is headed by an amazing lady called Helene van Gent.
I was looking at her name thinking, how in
oh
the
my God.
Luckily, you have the comms manager.
Thank God.
So Helene brings our color consultants, color researchers, color experts from around the world, and she leads the conversation.
Okay.
But it is a very, it is a consultative process. So it's not, you know, she doesn't as the head say, okay, this is what I think, so this is what we're going for.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important. And I think also the fact that we look at everything.
Yeah.
So we don't just look at color. We, as I mentioned, we look at economics. So what's happening in the economies around the world?
Mm.
You know, how, and how are people affected by that? And I think maybe later we'll talk about, the effect of color on people's moods.
But, of course.
But I think that that's one of the considerations as well. So.
And also the effects of color in your house, because
yes.
it can have a positive
yes.
and a negative
correct.
Effect.
Yes.
Particularly when you're trying to sell the house and people come
yes.
in and there is one overarching color that has taken over.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what I've realized is that when people walk into a house and it doesn't have a sense of personality,
yes.
that can also be off putting because it kind of means
it's just bland.
It's bland, there's
yeah.
no personality.
And nobody lived there. I
yeah.
think when people want to, when people walk into a house, I know when I walk into a house, I want to feel that it's a home.
Exactly.
I want to feel that people actually live here. It's not a museum where, you know, you can't sit on the couch.
Yeah, you're scared.
Do you know what I mean? Or you're scared to drink out of the glass that they gave you. It's not that. We want it to be a home.
Yeah.
And having the Pictured Rocks home as one of our palettes lends itself to that. So it's looking at your home and how you, and what role your home plays in your life and how you can or which palette you use essentially
yeah.
That teams up with your personality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to ask you, Palisa, is this your first time going to the color, I don't know, what is it called? Is it a convention or?
So I actually joined Dulux about 3 months ago.
Okay.
So I'm fairly new. So
she's
this
a baby.
Will be my first time.
So this,
this is my first time experiencing pretty much everything.
Okay.
So Color Futures, this is my first year doing the whole Color Futures launch and also just the process of getting 2019's color is going to be my first time as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So can you take us through what the kind of people who are going to be in that room or with you in Amsterdam who are probably going to help come up with 2019's color? Because Pictured Rocks, as we said, is for 2018, the color of the year.
I think the type of people that they bring together are interior designers, architects. You have your social economic people,
yeah.
you have
yeah.
color yeah. consultants like myself, but obviously more experienced.
Yeah.
And yeah, just a whole lot of different people from different fields,
different backgrounds,
so that they can actually get content from everyone
yeah.
and it can become a color that can be relatable to the public, and everyone can also find their color in the palettes that are produced.
Totally. I think one of the things one of my favorite shows to watch is Grand Designs.
Yes.
And I've been watching it for years, and one of the things I like about it is when they kind of speak about the vernacular languages of a building and what that does, and it also has to be translated into the house as well.
Yes.
So now we know Pictured Rocks is out there.
Yeah, yeah. Go
when,
get it.
When should people expect it in the stores? When are people going to see it?
So it'll go in store from about mid-September, but as I mentioned, it is one of the colors, or it is a tintable color. So if you want it tomorrow, you can pop over to your builders and ask for it, and they will tint it for you.
Even today, not
yeah,
tomorrow.
And oh, yeah, today.
Today,
go now.
Okay.
They are Dulux stores, so Dulux specialist paint centers around the country, and they will tint it for you, and you can go and get it today.
Or you, if you're sitting at your desk right now and you want to see what color we're talking about, you can go to dulux.co.za and see what Pictured Rocks and as Kirby said, when you go into the shops, it will be called Nordic Sales. So don't be confused, people. There's a code. I think it's Nordic Sales 2, you said?
Yes, Nordic Sales 2. You can ask for that, and we should be able to help you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Living It Up with Lerato Shabala. Today, we are talking Spring Has Sprung and colors that you need to have in your house. We have the color consultant for Dulux, the gorgeous Palisa. In fact, both ladies are beautiful. There's nothing I love than having beautiful brothers.
Thank you.
Building. And we also have communications manager Kirby here with us. So I wanted to discuss colors in terms of the exterior. Okay, before we come back into the interior, which is obviously an important house because nobody buys the house to be outside.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of rules in terms of when you live in a sectional title, you can't paint your house this or that. And so I wanted to ask you what you have found collectively as Dulux. What have you found to be the colors that are that people are drawn to, that make houses easier to sell? Because I'm from Soweto, right? And as a Sowetan, I can tell you that we sometimes, outside with the house, you're like, yeah, the house is pink. You know, it's on the corner, it's pink. And you're wondering, like, why nobody's buying that house? And maybe it's because people just think, oh, goodness, it's going to need, like, 5 layers of paint before I can get it to be whatever color I want. Yeah. So if you are in the business of selling, if you are thinking of selling your house and you want to spruce it up, what sort of colors would you sort of say people should gravitate towards when thinking of giving a paint, a new refresh paint to their house?
Okay, so the trends right now are grays. Okay. I would say grays, but also neutrals as a whole. So looking at from your beiges to your creams, not cream in the sense of a yellow cream, but in a sense of a more beige.
Like a brown.
Like a brown, yeah. So, yeah, but I'd definitely say grays are the leading color. Yeah.
And I think what makes it easier with a neutral is, as you said, the pink house, because people are like, okay, so now I'm paying for this house, this is a huge investment for me, and now I need to paint it as well. So a neutral just says, hey, my house has curb appeal. You don't have to paint it right now, but when you want to, it's not going to be difficult to change it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think that one of the things I found is, if you want to go wild, go wild. But once you want to sell your house, you should take it upon yourself, if your house is pink,
to change
it.
Yeah.
You should actually get people to come in, and whether it's a spot of gray or some beige or some cream, but then you spend the money because you are ultimately the one who's going to profit.
Yes.
All right. So I would suggest that if you want your house to be pink, if you want to sell, please just rethink it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I have noticed as well that the grays, and I think grays are, as you say, neutral colors. I mean, you notice, one of the things I've noticed about rich people, just to take a side street there, is there's certain colors that rich people wear, like navy blue, gray, and white, and cream. Have you noticed?
I feel like when you go into a country road store, those are the only colors you see.
Exactly.
There's not much yellow or pink.
Exactly. It's very kind of, we are muted.
Muted. It's very muted.
Exactly.
Tones.
Like Lisa, who's like, be out there with your colors, and then I'm going to be monotone. Just to remind you once again that this podcast is brought to you by Rally Properties. You can go to rally-mampebule.co.za to learn more about Rally Properties, the learnership, as well as the man himself who we had last week on the show talking about the ups and downs of real estate. You can go to cliffcentral.com to get that podcast. It was incredibly insightful. Now, let's get inside the house.
Yeah.
And let's talk about, we'll come back to talking about how you use Nordic Sales 2 in your house, what areas of your house you can use it in. But I wanted to first talk in general. people often talk, Palesa, about an accent world.
Yes.
Now, if you are listening and you're like, I have no idea what what an accent world is. Is it one? Is it a border? Is it? How would you describe an accent color, a paint color, to somebody who's listening?
So I think it's just about creating a focal area. That's the main objective. So having a feature wall where maybe you're scared of color, so you want to introduce color slowly into your life. And I would pair it up with neutrals and have just one wall that can speak to the rest of the house. So it complements the space that you're trying to create. But also I think people generally just think a feature wall is just a bland wall. But you can play around with it. Yeah. So it doesn't have to be just the direct wall just painted as a whole. You can do two-tone walls. There's blurred walls. You can even do prints.
What are blurred walls?
So blurred walls is one of the things that we've actually launched. So we're going to be launching how-to videos, so it encourages people to play around with color and not to be too afraid of mixing maybe three colors together and finding a way to make them work.
Ooh, so yes. I've seen that. It's like almost ombre sort of
basically,
where
yeah.
So I have this app called the House app. I'm sure you guys have it. H-O-U-Z-Z.
Yes.
And the House app, you are able to go in and look at people's houses, whether you're looking for an apartment, and see sort of how people use paint, yes, etc., and furniture. Yes. And I've seen that, and I was like, I wonder what that's called. Where it almost looks like three colors, and it gets lighter and then a little darker depending on where it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So feature walls are just it's just to have fun, I think, and for people to just shy away from being scared of using color in their homes. So I think it's the best way you can also renovate a space without doing too much.
Okay.
So it's definitely the way to go.
Yeah, you were going to say...
I was going to say also with a feature wall, you can do whatever you want to do on that wall. So it's creating a space where that is the first thing that's going to catch someone's eye when they walk into your wall, into your house.
Yeah.
So think of the a wall in your lounge, for instance. People walk in and they see this. What would you like them to see? As Palesa said, there are various techniques that you can use. And, you know, we have some how-to videos that will come out later this year. And I'll watch us on Facebook. And it'll help you. So it's not, I think what she said is people are scared to introduce color because they love the, you know, the idea of color. People love the idea of color, but they're like, so what if I paint this wall and then, I don't like the color, then what?
Exactly.
Know? And then it's like, oh, I have to live with it for like another year. No, you don't. Yep. You can paint over it.
Exactly.
You know, you can paint it every year, every 6 months if you want to. If that's what you want to do, and that's what the kind of space you create, or if you want to change your mindset, or you just need something new, paint it.
Yeah, I mean, I had in my previous house, I had an accent wall that was blue. I had imagined it as a lighter blue, and I didn't mix it. And when I painted it on, it was like a really blue. But what it did, it was in the dining room.
Yeah.
And I wanted it there because it's where people eat. It's where you want people to feel alive in that space.
Yes.
So I did it like that. And I live in a house that has the grays, as you were talking about, and some really dark blues. So that I love. I wanted to talk about colors for particular feelings. Maybe if it's not feelings, particular spaces.
Yes.
Where so I've noticed that green seems to be a color that people love in the bedroom. It seems to conjure up feelings of, I think maybe because it's related to nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think calmness.
Yes. Calmness.
Yeah. Bringing the outdoors
relaxation.
In.
Yes. Are there colors, and I know, Kirby, you just said, you know, do whatever you want, but are there colors that people should, I wouldn't say stay away from, but totally reconsider when it comes to certain rooms in their houses, in terms of how they want to feel? Are there colors where you're like, is, you know, obviously, like if you're doing a baby's room, you want to do like a yellow.
Yes.
And I've seen some kitchens with beautiful
yellow.
Of yellow. Yes. So, but are there colors where you're like, for instance, I was thinking if it's like, you know,
I would
like
definitely
a red.
Say a red is a no for a kitchen.
Yeah.
Just because the connotations related to red don't go hand in hand. I think red.
And also, that's where the knives are.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just think red is just one of those colors that you don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What about the bedroom?
I think you need to decide what you want to feel in the space.
Yeah.
And that is how, or that from that, you decide what color you want.
Okay.
So, for instance, I have seen beautiful yellow bedrooms because it yellow re-energizes you. It makes you feel alive. It gives you that extra spring in your step. So I've seen yellow bedrooms, but I've also seen very calm, muted blue bedrooms because blue, like a muted blue with a gray undertone, is the kind of color that makes you feel calm. It makes you feel serene, like you're coming to your safe place, your restful place. But I think you need to decide what you want to feel in that area. And that kind of will determine what color you paint it. If you want to.
And what about your living space, your living room, where you're going to spend most of your time, where you watch television, where most your guests are going to be, you know.
Alessa's going to say neutral.
No, I'm going to say neutral, yes, correct. But I'm going to say you do have to have a feature wall in those spaces.
Have color.
I'd always say the area where your TV is the area where your like your focal area.
Yeah.
So have your accent wall in that area. And
yeah,
but pair it up with neutrals, definitely.
Yeah, I think for me, personally, I like neutrals to start off with.
Yes.
And then start bringing color in a different way. So add a focal wall, and I'm going to do one in our picture rocks soon in my home. But,
oh, lovely.
But it's adding color with different things, whether it's plants or flowers or, furniture, scatters, like beautiful rugs. So it's not, don't just think about the color on your wall. Think about your space in general.
Yeah.
So look at what color are your couches? What color are the feet of your couches? What is your coffee table? Is it white? Is it a natural brown? And look at your room holistically.
Yeah.
And then look at the colors that are going to go with them.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask Palisa about, as somebody who's interior design and architect, I wanted to ask, why are we put off when we get into people's houses, and there are houses like this, where every room has a different color throughout the room? So the entire room is yellow, and you move into the next room, and the other room is orange, and another room, and the other room is green. And there is something as a human being that makes it go.
Yeah, I think it's distracting as well. Like, it just doesn't give you a sense of calmness. Because every room, you're going to have a certain feeling in that room.
Yeah.
So I think it just it clashes with how we generally just unwind when we want to be at home. And I think painting every room in a different color is not the realistic approach of designing a space.
Yeah.
So I think generally sticking to maybe two or three shades is the way to go. And maybe in the bedrooms, you can be a little bit more lenient where you have maybe younger kids. Obviously, you're going to have different colors in those areas because each person is different and everyone wants their own color to represent their room.
Yeah, and also their children.
Yeah.
You know, people understand in general. But I think just to recap, if you've just tuned in to us, we have the color consultant for Dulux, as well as, her name is Palisa, by the way, as well as the communications manager, Kirby, for Dulux. You can go to dulux.co.za to find out about the color of the year that they launched yesterday, called Pictured Rocks. So, Palisa says, one, for the kitchen, red. We are not doing that. Remember, also, red is such a strong color.
It's very
bold.
And as we said, the knives are in the kitchen. So the last thing you want is to have people thinking of blood all the time in a place where there's knives. In your living room, which is your space where you're going to do most entertaining, you can have a focal wall, but use neutrals as well. So you can actually find a way to bring color in without making the entire room blue. And if you're one of those people who's like, ooh, I'm a hippie, I want my house to have every kind of color, I feel like we're a rainbow. Ain't nobody trying to see the rainbow in your house. As well, as I said, it is distracting. You can have two or three sort of focal shades that you use, standard shades.
Yes.
But please don't do too many colors as well.
I think in terms of design, we often, and design in general, we often speak about a golden thread.
Yeah.
So when you look at you know, design across brands within a stable, or you know, if you're designing stationery for a new, you know, for Dulux, for instance, you're designing stuff, you always think of a common thread. So what is that thread throughout your house? And I think you need to decide that. So if it is, like Palesa said, choose a couple of colors. So choose a palette of, say, two or three colors and use that throughout your house, and then use some extra pops.
Yeah. Or color. Use the same color but in different shades. It actually makes a difference. Mm.
Yeah, and remember that color cannot not only just be bought in through paint, as Kirby said. You can use your furniture. I've just bought a chair that looks like it's had all kinds of different paints thrown on it.
Nice.
And I wanted that because most of my colors are quite muted.
Yeah.
So that chair and the scatter cushions and the rug is what is going to lift the space up. Because I found that too many colors are also distracting.
Yeah.
So I often try with the show to give people sort of the top three tips. Mm-hmm. Depending on what we're talking about, whether it is about when buying property or whether selling or interior design. And so I wanted to ask both you, Kirby, and Palesa, about what are the top three things you should consider when you are in a paint store or you're trying to spruce up your house in spring. What are the top three things that you should always consider when choosing a paint color? Remember, it's all about the individual.
Yeah.
So the advice that you're going to get today is about knowing how to apply it to you as an individual.
Yes.
So don't be literal, is what I'm trying to say.
So I think, just like Kirby said, think holistically about the space that you're trying to create. Also think about what exactly is going to go into the that particular space and the colors that you'll be introducing. So painting is the quickest way to revamp a room, yes, but also just changing different elements within the room is also just as easy.
Yeah.
So rather, I would say this is why I think I am such a neutral person, because I think it's so much easier to have a neutral room and introduce color than to have a bright room and introduce neutrals. I think just people should think realistically as well.
Okay.
And just try and understand the space and everything within the space.
Yeah. And then I think I want to just maybe take it one step back from color and say, when you're in the paint shop and you're looking at paint, you need to think about what finish you want the paint to be. So if you're interior, do you want a matte finish? Do you want a, you know, a low sheen finish or a high gloss finish? So I think that's also a very big consideration that you need to take into account. And then the application of your paint. So, you know, paint is not, it's not easy, but it's not difficult either.
Yeah.
But if you get the application right, it, you know, it makes all the difference at the end of the day. So making sure that you apply the paint correctly, you know, using your primers, using, you know, following the directions on the pack. So the instructions on the pack. So when it says let it dry for 4 hours, let it dry for 4 hours.
Don't cut
corners. Because at the end of the day, that is what gives you that beautiful finish, and that what it's what makes the difference at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate your point, Kirby, about the finish. And if you're thinking, what do they mean about the finish? You have to consider things like, do you have children? Are they going to be touching the walls? Because if your walls are matte and it is white, it is going to look like a crash in there and messy. And you're going to have to wipe those walls all the time. So the finish is not only about how beautiful you want the walls to look, but also the practicalities of your life.
Correct.
Yes.
You know, if they need to be walls that you can easily clean... There are many colors that you can pick from that are just as beautiful as a matte color that don't require you to constantly clean them. So I think Just to remind you guys, the 3 points that were made were, first, think holistically. Think about your house holistically. Think about the feeling that you want. Remember, it is your sanctuary. Mm. There's a feeling that you want people to feel when they walk into your space. So think holistically about your furniture, your taste, the feeling that you want people to give. So think about all that together. The second point is, be realistic. Remember, the reason why you need to be realistic is because this house is not going to live in a fairy tale house where, you know, they're unicorns and fairies. People are going to have to walk into the space.
Yes.
And at some point, you may, either your family may grow or you may want to move.
Yeah.
So living in the space of being realistic allows you to say, okay, not every house, not every room can have a different color,
yes,
but I can be able to add notes of personality.
Mm, yes.
So remember to be realistic. And lastly, which I also think is quite important, is to consider finish and application. Speaking of application, my people, because we are in Africa, I you know me, I tell you guys the truth. The thing about application, as Kirby said, it's not easy, but it's not difficult either. So, yes, all of us can grab some paint and just paint, ne?
Yeah.
But if you want it to look beautiful, if you want to be able to see the difference between the ceiling and your house and not have splatters,
yeah,
the application is important.
Mm.
If you want to be able to create what Palesa was calling blurred walls, and you can go for a tutorial, look at a tutorial. You said in a couple of weeks,
a couple of weeks,
right? You were able to see it on Dulux's page. Follow the instructions. Instructions are not there just because somebody was bored and they wanted to write.
And it's quick and easy steps as well.
Yeah. Exactly.
Difficult things that you'd require people to come in and actually help you with. It's
exactly.
Stuff that everyone can do on their own.
You can do by yourself. But obviously, following the instructions is a huge part of that. And the finish is just about, what is your life? How do you want that world to look like? So those are the top three things that I think you should take away when you actually go into the store, to then look at the color of the year, which is Nordic sales too, or pictured rocks. You can go to dulux.co.za to see what it looks like. And I want to speak to Palesa now about how you use that color in the different rooms in your house. If you are on Apple iTunes, remember this podcast is live, but you'll be able to get it within the next 24 hours on cliffcentral.com. If you want to know more about real estate and property, please go to rally.mambewilla.co.za to learn more about Rally Properties. So let's talk about the color of the year.
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
So pictured rocks. I think the color actually complements wood very well.
Okay.
And wood is the direction that I think a lot of interior spaces are starting to take. So it's, wood is trendy. People are buying, so if you walk into a Currycraft, it's mainly wood. I think a lot of people just find wood easier to pair up in these spaces. So a lot of people have wood already.
Yeah. I think it's also part of the reasons why I think wood is so important is because it does give you a sense of nature.
Yes.
It's that feeling when you have a plant in the house.
Yes.
Or when you have a vase in the house, because immediately you think of the elements of life, you know, mm-hmm. water, fire. Mm-hmm. So I think wood gives you that feeling. And also, it's another way of, I've got a friend who's got a house, my friend Rachel, who's got a house, and she's got a huge tree, and it's not getting in the way, but what she wants to do is repurpose the wood.
Yes.
So instead of just cutting the tree and then chucking it, you turn it into furniture.
Yeah.
So wood is just Mother Nature's way of loving us back. So I think that's why people,
so the color complements wood very, very well. And I think also just the different palettes that we've created. So we've got four palettes.
Yes.
Four palettes made up of 10 colors, and pictured rocks is in every palette. So we have the pictured rocks home, which is, I think, for the more calmer person, I'd put it in that sense.
Mm.
Then you have the warm-hearted, which is more a more homely feeling. So incorporates most of your beiges, your browns, a little bit of your burnt oranges. Then you have the playful home, which is a little bit for the more extreme people that do love color. So you'll find all your yellows and your brighter shades.
I see.
So we try and accommodate as many personalities and people as well. So I think everyone will always find a color that will always suit their personalities.
Okay. And I wanted to also get deeper into it and say, if you're thinking of, okay, I think I like this color, like Kirby's going to paint her house now. with picture rocks. What other colors in a practical sense can you use with it?
So we have this amazing app that we developed that will help you.
I was wondering. We're like 20 minutes into it. I was like, when are they going to bring that app? Okay.
So we have two apps. Okay. The first one I'm going to speak about is directly linked to our color futures and our color of the year. So it's called Your Color Futures, and Color Futures is the brand essentially that we use for our color trends every year. And Your Color Futures asks you 8 questions. So it's like it's a microsite app, if I want to call it that. Asks you 8 questions, and that determines what kind of persona you have. So I did it yesterday, and I am open-hearted. I'm strongly open-hearted with a little bit of warm-hearted. So essentially, the palette that is very strong for me is the Comforting Home palette, which has pinks and so it's got your pictured rocks, and then it adds some blue hues to it, some natural grays. So that, and when we did it, I was like, Palesa, this is actually really me. It is really me. And I think that is how, that's there to help you choose your palette for your home. And also what I want to say is that just because I'm open-hearted in general doesn't necessarily mean that every room in my house has to be open-hearted. So if I want to do something different with my bedroom, for instance, then I can. If I want to bring in some greens and some dark browns or whatever into my bedroom, yes, go ahead. It doesn't necessarily, you're not
restricted
to that specific. So you're open-hearted. That's what your entire house should feel like, should be like. So that's the one app, and that's Your Color Futures. And it'll probably be coming to consumers early October.
Okay.
And then the second app is our Visualizer app. So the Dulux Visualizer app, it allows you to test color live on the app without having to buy any paint. So you go onto the Visualizer app, and you can either do it live or you can take a picture and do it afterwards. So if you do it live, you click on live, you hold it up to the wall, you choose the color you want, and it essentially digitally paints your wall. So you can see what that color is going to look like in your house without having to buy paint.
Yeah.
I mean, so that we're not wasting, essentially.
Yeah, because the thing is, once you've bought the paint, you've committed
then
to
what?
It.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think this tool gives us the opportunity to test. So is it, do you want, Palesa said, so essentially on our stands in store, Nordic sells 2, we said. So there's Nordic sells 1, 2, 3, 4. And you can choose then. So you can go, okay, so I really love Nordic Sails 2, but it's a little too dark for me. So let's go one shade lighter. And you can do it in the comfort of your home, no matter where you are. And it does interior and exterior as well.
So you can also take the exterior of the house
play around before.
I think that's important. So what's also nice is you can do a section of, so you don't necessarily, you can draw a ruler. It's called a ruler. So there's a ruler, and you can do like a two-toned wall. And say, okay, so I want these 2 colors. Let's go. Dove gray, and let's check Nordic Sails 2. Okay, I really like that. Let's go off and buy. So then you go up to the shop. You know exactly what you're buying. So you go and you ask them, and they give it to you, and there you go. Ready to paint.
So I think what's nice about this is that if you want something that appeals to your personality,
yes,
there's one part of the app, which is Your Color Futures, which is where you get, like, did you say 8 questions or 7?
Yes, so it's 8 questions that are asked to determine your persona.
Yeah, and once you know who you are, then you can. But also, I think the one that probably most couples will go for is the second one, yeah. which is the visualizer. Yes. Because I don't see men trying to be like, oh, what kind of a person am I?
I think that's what the ladies will do. Yeah. She'll say, this is the palette.
Yeah.
This is the palette that we should use in our house. Yeah. Let's try it on the visualizer app
exactly.
so that you can see.
Exactly. And I think the thing about it is that it can be fun for everybody. Because at least then by the time you are with your significant other and you're going into whatever shop you're going to, whether it's a builder's or a micro, and you are buying the paint, you've had a sense of what it looks like. Mm. You know, you have a sense of what it looks like, which is important.
It's very important.
And I think we're very visual people as well. Mm. So we like being able to see something before we can even have it all.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think it helps to just give you that overall idea. And it can also lead you in the right direction. Mm. So
and gives you the confidence, I think, in your decision. Because I don't know if you've ever stood in front of a color stand before, but it is very overwhelming.
And also, I think why I think most people gravitate towards the app, and you've seen the two apps, you've seen the ads as well on television.
Yes.
But I think the reason why people do that is because when you are at the shop, and you do have Uputsipo or wherever, you know, showing you the thing. Yeah, Sissy, what do you want? And you're like, I don't know.
I can't make a decision.
And then there's like four sheets.
Then he's
and
like, okay, what can I get for you?
Yeah, because you're just like, I don't. Yeah. So what's nice about this is that it puts the control back in your hands.
Yes.
And that's what consumers want. Consumers want to feel that they are in control.
Correct. Yeah.
And they know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
And so you can do the background research. And when you get to the shop, you're like, actually, I know. I want Nordic sales.
What's often nice as well is going to the store and have a look at the color stand. So, you know, go into one of our deluxe stores and have a look at the color stand because it also is quite visual. So you stand in front of there and you see all the colors available in our range. You can then go, actually, I really like a green. So you focus on the greens, pick a few cards, then you go home. And you use the names on the cards, you search for them, and then you use the app to make sure that, to almost create a shortlist. So you create the shortlist in store, you go onto the app, you look at it, you look at how it will look on your wall, and then you choose a color. Because I also think that if you don't have a reference, it makes it a little more difficult.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think the color stand just gives us an easier reference.
Mm.
So you stand
and
in front of...
And you can see the true color.
And you can see the true color. So you look at it and you go, I want a neutral, warm tone.
Right.
So you go neutral, warm, and you make the connection, and there's a little section, and that's what you choose. If you want a blue cool, for instance, you go blue cool, and you find what's in the blue cool section.
Mm.
So it gives you the opportunity to shortlist, other than looking at your app and going, okay, so I want blue.
Mm.
Where do I start?
Mm.
Yeah.
So the color stand definitely, definitely helps, but it is quite overwhelming to look at it and just, you know, daunting.
But I mean, I think all this is designed. I think what people in retail, whether you're buying paint or a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, I buy my shoes online and it's almost as if it's a page created for me. So before you get onto before you start shopping, the first thing it does, it asks you what kind of heels do you like? What colors do you like? How many inches? So every time I log on, I only get the ones that I like.
Yeah.
What I like about technology is that it's allowing us to be able to say, okay, we know you are an individual, you know, because in the past, what our parents used to do is just go to the shop and just buy the paint.
Yeah, because the lady down the road had this color and they really loved it.
Yes.
So let's get it too.
Yeah, and there was a point when everybody's house in the hood was cream. Actually, speaking about And I love my mama and her friends, but there was a lot of cream during my time.
And it's so funny because you can often see who the rebel is on the street.
Yes.
Everyone, there'll be like 10 cream houses and the one green house.
Exactly. Just like,
and then like a year later, you'll see the green starting to go into everyone else's house.
Exactly. So what's nice about this is that you are able as a consumer to say, finally, yes, people understand that I'm not part of, I'm not a sheep. I'm not just going to go with what everybody is doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose what is important to me, my life, and what works for me. Before we wrap up, I want to remind you that if you're on Apple iTunes, you'll be able to get this podcast within 24 hours. We are live right now on cliffcentral.com. This is Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala. I wanted to actually let you guys know that because it is Heritage Month, Rally and I have a little surprise for you guys listening. We want to feature houses in the hood that are fabulous houses, spectacular. Because I think there's this thing about township houses being the achshem.
Yeah.
And that's not true.
And it's not.
I mean, if you think about it, Sipho Stix Mabuse still lives in Soweto, actually. And he's got a magnificent house. Yeah. And so we are going to be featuring, we might actually even do an outside broadcast Soweto, where we'll get to see some of the amazing properties that we have. Yeah. I think one of the reasons why I wanted to do it during Heritage Month is to show that you can invest, if you have a house in the hood, you can invest in your house there.
Yes.
I mean, the property market is doing well in hoods. All it is just taking care of your property. Speaking of Riley, he was with us last week, and he was talking about the ups and downs of real estate. You can download the app on cliffcentral.com or go to Rally, RALI-MAMPEULE.co.za to get more on the man himself as well as the podcast. So my final question to you ladies before we sign off, and we'll be back again next week, by the way, on Wednesday between 10 and 11 here on cliffcentral.com. I wanted to ask you one last question. If you were to pick the color that signifies spring, the color that you think like, oh, this just makes me go happiness. By the way, I just want to remind you that Pictured Rocks and Nordic Sales 2 is the current color of the year for 2018 for Dulux. You can go to dulux.co.za to see what the color looks like. But I just thought personally, a color that makes you happy, Kirby and Palisa, what is that color?
For me at the moment, it is all shades of green.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say blues.
Mm.
But deeper blues, I think, like bluey purpleys.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm okay with green.
Yeah, I'm partial to both. I'm partial to both. I like green in the bedroom, and I like blue in living spaces.
Yes.
So I totally get it, right? And remember, you can go to the app to figure out what kind of paint color works for you and for which room. And if you forgot our tips, remember, all you have to do is just download the app. As I said to you, my name is Lerato Shabala. We are back next week. I want to thank the communications manager for Dulux, Kirby Asam.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
And the lady who's going to Amsterdam soon, damn, the color consultant for
Dulux.
Exactly. So thank you so much, ladies, for joining me today on cliffcentral.com. Hopefully we'll chat to you soon.
Yes.
Definitely.
Enjoy the spring, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Property,
I'm trying to invest. Money in by the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo.
It's time to buy back the block. Buy back the block. It's time to buy back the block. Buy back the block. Buy back the hood. I'm about to buy back the hood. Buy back the hood.
This is CliffCentral.com.